Silas. Don't you dare hang up on me! You know who this is! I did, in fact, recognize the voice of Damian Hansen on the line. If there was a god, then he handed me today on a silver platter. I couldn't even begin to describe how rich this was. I wonder if Damian knew I had his brother writhing in my grasp, mouth open so pretty and wide, because he couldn't even believe that I answered this call. If only Noah knew who was on the other end. No, I can talk. I would not be calling you if I didn't think you were involved. Noah is not at the house. Really? Interesting. Tell me where he is. And if you don't know, then help me find him. I couldn't fucking stand Noah's brother. Always so holier than thou. Always thinking I somehow reported to him. I pressed a kiss to Noah's chest, encouraging him. He was such a good fucking boy. He sort of fell into my lap, literally, and there was no way I'd pass up the chance to repeat our first time together. I really can't be of much service. My hands are so full right now. It wasn't a lie. My fingertips tingled with the urgency of this interaction with Noah. I wanted him to see stars when I was done with him. If you're not telling me something and Noah gets harmed, it's on your head. I know you're young and foolish, but do you really want Noah to be hurt? Never. No, you're right. That would be devastating to me. Noah moaned into my fucking shoulder, and I was barely making adequate conversation at this point. Half of me wanted to leave the line on so Damian could hear his brother calling out my name in a few short minutes. Good. Then you won't mind me saying that I'll fucking skin you alive if he's with you right now. I wish he'd try. That's the next thing God could grant me. A reason to knock Damian Hansen on his ass and teach him a little humility. He just kept talking, though. You're the last thing he needs. That one stung a little. But that was okay. Noah did need me right now. Damian just wasn't aware of how badly. That's just terrible. It's a promise. Noah wouldn't last much longer. He was practically bucking into my hand. Time to take care of my poor Raven. He'd done such a good job. Funny, I've now heard from you both on the same day. It's such a pleasant surprise. You son of a bitch! Damien cursed into the line. Knowing that he understood my comment brought joy to my black heart. Same to you. I cast the headset to the side and brought my attention back to the only thing that mattered.